Right, I'm joined on the telephone by Shada Al-Haradsi, who's a journalist at the Yemen Times. The situation in Sana'a must be extremely chaotic. Is that correct?
That's actually correct because today the shelling is so strong and continuous. They have been fighting since 1 o'clock Yemen time, which is 4 hours until now, and it's not a stop.
Have you received any news about what President Saleh's situation is? Because we understand he's been injured in an attack on the presidential palace.
Well, actually, that spread the word. I have a source in the American embassy confirming that he has been injured. We're receiving some mobile text from an Arabian, so saying the same thing. My own sources in the 1st Armored Division, which is the defected army, the one who is actually fighting Saleh now, they're saying that he's not wanted yet, and there is no confirmation that he has been wanted, but he is surrounded in his own mosque in Sabine Square. That's what we got so far, but there's two others who were wounded, Al-Ra'ihi Al-Ra'i and Rashad Al-Alimi, the former interior minister, and the parliament head.
So it looks like the fighting is getting more and more intense, and it's getting closer and closer to the palace. Is that correct?
Yeah, actually, they're fighting from the palace itself. What happened is yesterday they tried to shell Hamid Al-Ahmar, the opponent of Saleh, and one of Al-Ahmar's sons. They tried to shell his house in Hadda, which is full of residents, and for sure they know he is not there at the time they shelled. But we don't know why they tried to attack his house when it's only his bodyguards there. I've heard also that they were attacking Faris Minna'a, who's the governor of Sa'da now, who was chosen by the people themselves of Sa'da after they took over the governor in the north. So these two VIPs are actually living in Hadda, which is close to the palace itself. So I'm also living nearby, so that's why the fighting is getting more and more, because there's no victims so far, they're continuing fighting each other.
And the position must be very frightening for you. Are you considering fleeing?
Even if I would consider that, but the situation now is not allowing us. Some people from Hasaba who had bazookas in their house by mistakes, and who was so close to Al-Ahmar's house, where the fight was a week ago, they tried to go to their village, but all the roads from Sana'a are blocked, and no one is allowed in and out of Sana'a now.